Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, man. It's great to be back. Thanks.
So, you know, we're sitting a few days from midterm elections here at the beginning of November. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk recently about both electronic voting machines and internet voting. And I guess I wanted to get your take first on internet voting and really what you think some of the risks might be about people casting their ballots online.
Okay, so am I supposed to be the optimist or the pessimist?
well, why don't you give us your thought on both sides of the coin?
Okay, so the optimist. Online voting opens up voting to a lot of people that would have a lot of difficulty voting otherwise. Right. And people need to have their voices heard. That's part of democracy. That's really, really important. Online voting has the potential to make things more fair.
Right.
Okay, but now the pessimist side. Online voting involves computers, and computers lie every chance they're given to.
Right, right.
There are so many incredible ways to make a computer lie. So we've had tons and tons of examples of how online voting machines or electronic voting machines can be gamed.
Right.
And it actually spans everything from physical intimidation to digital support. It's that broad a scale. So with online voting, you can have people coming into an internet cafe to vote and have someone there physically intimidating them, saying, if you don't vote this way, your kids are going to be killed. I mean, it really is that true, depending on what country you live in. And even in some countries like the United States, what city you live in.
Right.
I mean, people in the United States should not think that cannot happen here. It absolutely can happen here. And if you know history, you know it can happen here.
Right.
But there's also the less obvious things like hacking into voting machines. These voting machines have not been designed with security in mind. They can be hacked into. And even when some people have a little bit of security in mind, there's always flaws. I mean, you know that Apple computers are pretty safe computers overall. And today, I downloaded an update to patch Java insecurity flaws, a third-party program. So the computers themselves are not secure. And the fact is that the government tries to hide the insecurity of these systems. And when I say the government, I don't mean just the U.S. government. Any government in the world that has online voting machines is trying to hide the flaws because they want people to have confidence in the systems, and the systems do not warrant confidence.
So, I mean, are you comfortable that, I mean, over 30 states are going to be allowing a few million kind of military and overseas voters to return their ballots online in this midterm election? I mean, do we feel like that's something smart to do at this point? Or have these systems not yet been tested to the degree in which they need to be for this to occur?
Well, I think it's something smart to do. I think it's important for people, whether they're in the military or private sector working overseas, to be able to vote and have their voice heard. But I think what's really important is that the governments have very, very detailed auditing, that they don't hide stuff, that they allow independent companies to audit the results and prove that these people's votes were tallied as they meant to be. I think it's imperative that you have transparency. So the governments, it's not a problem with people voting overseas and online. It's a problem with transparency. The governments have to have auditing. They have to have people that can say, I looked at this, I'm an independent security expert, and I can say, I didn't find a problem.
What do you think in terms of online voting versus electronic voting machines, which is, I guess, even in the short term, more secure and has the likelihood in the long term of being a more viable option.
Oh, my God. That's the billion-dollar question. When it comes to electronic voting machines, you've got companies like Diebold with a political agenda,
right, that
can write software to influence the results of the election. And no, I do not believe Diebold for a moment didn't do things to make it possible for their contributors to outcome the elections. But with online voting, it becomes completely random, because now it isn't just up to a Diebold or a government agency, but now you've got foreign governments, you've got foreign criminal organizations that have the ability to put man-in-the-middle attacks and all kinds of attacks in place,
right,
to intercept those online votes. So in one way, the electronic voting machine is the devil you know, and online voting is the devil you don't know.
Well, good way to sum it up, Randy. And as always, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us on this topic. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter @ESET Research. This has been Mac Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report.